Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission continues to invest wheat checkoff dollars into research conducted by the OSU Wheat Improvement Team to help Oklahoma farmers produce a high-quality wheat that will satisfy the end user. Casey Shumrow with the U.S. Wheat Associates out of South America says that's vital to U.S. and Oklahoma wheat being competitive in the global market.
End quality is everything because, you know, protein is a really easy way to segregate wheat, but that doesn't necessarily predict how it's going to perform in the mill or in the bakery. And at the end of the day, that's who's using this wheat. And if it's not performing for the customers of our customers, they're going to be discouraged to buy from us.
Casey Shumrow, one of the marketing professionals around the world representing Oklahoma and U.S. wheat producers with U.S. Wheat Associates. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Feeder cattle futures were 60 to 75 cents higher today with January. The strongest up 75, 146.35. And what a difference a week makes. The January futures are now over or higher than the feeder cattle index. Yesterday, the feeder cattle index was down $2.48, 145.88. So quite a big drop off there. Now it's a discount to the future. So a pretty interesting change of events there. Live cattle today were down. The lowest month was December. It closed at 123, down $1.55, which that contract expired today at noon. The box beef at midday was higher again. Choice was up $1 at $203.29. Select up $1.29 at $192.20. The feeder cattle index again down hard yesterday, but box beef has shown quite a bit of improvement here. For the week ending December 22nd, the estimated beef packer margin was around $44 a head. Last year, it was around $149 a head, so quite a bit lower than last week. Feedlot margins are higher, or last year rather, feedlot margins are about $149. Last week, they were $99. Last month, $89. Last year, $135. So feedlot margins are improving slightly.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grain markets finished the week in a relatively slow action today, just like the week was fairly slow. Corn was down a penny. Beans were the one strong contract up 5 to 7 cents. And wheat was mixed with Kansas City up a penny, Chicago wheat down about a half cent. The cotton futures today were down 30 in March at 78.50, while the December 18 were at 74. 28. Still a lot of talk about weather in South America, of course. We had an export report this morning that was pretty neutral, except corn was maybe a little bit bullish. Corn was 1.348 million metric tons, where the average guesses were anywhere from 600 to 1.1 million, so it was larger than expected. Managed money is now short across the board in a pretty big way. They're short 59,000 contracts of beans. Hedge funds have been long beans for a really, really long time, and so that turning over may be a cause for concern. Already short 210,000 contracts of corn and about 150,000 contracts of wheat, but now that they're short the beans, that's interesting. Also, a lot of talk as we end the year here that we could have a big shift in the whole commodity sector as a whole. Commodities are relatively cheap to other things like the stock market. So 2018 could be good for commodities.
From you,
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.